Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the third time in 2 weeks, the dreaded inverted yield curve reared its ugly head today on Wall Street, signaling a likely recession in the next year or two. But the Fed may not be willing to cut interest rates further.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks is on our news line. Jason, that inverted yield curve, how concerned is Wall Street with that popping up again today?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Certainly a concern for the market, especially when we're talking about the 2-year and 10-year notes. Now, there are all sorts of different yield curves measured in treasuries, from the 1-month bill to the 30-year bond, but it's the 2-year and 10-year notes that are most observed by Wall Street. And an inverted yield curve between the 2- and 10-year note has precipitated every recession in the U.S. going back 40 years. So you can see the concern there. Mainly what we're talking about with an inverted yield curve is that the interest rate on the shorter term note is higher than the longer term note. That's a sign that investors don't have as much confidence in the long-term economy.
President Trump has been very critical of the Fed. Could that pressure convince the Fed to cut rates again, maybe even if the Fed presidents don't see that need?
That's the big question for the market. Now, the Fed will say that it is not influenced by politics, but President Trump has been incessant in his criticism over the Fed in recent months. He believes the Fed should have been cutting rates rather than raising rates, and rather than a quarter point cut that we saw from the Fed in July, the president has wanted a full percentage cut from the Fed. But a number of members are not so sure about that. We saw that in the minutes from the July meeting. There were two members that did not want to see any rate cut. The Kansas City Fed president, Esther George, says she sees no need for further rate cuts because the economy is doing well, although that is predicated on the consumer continuing to spend money.
Jason, thanks. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.